Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, August 23rd. I'm Megan Maroney. First, the AI news. IBM launched a new generative AI code model that it says will translate COBOL into Java. The persistent issues with legacy code like COBOL are well known in the industry, and IBM's tools could go a long way in modernizing old mainframes. The tool is called WatsonX Code Assistant for Z and will be available in Q4 2023. OpenAI released a new feature that will help businesses fine-tune GPT for a price. Aimed at the enterprise, this new tool for GPT 3.5 is similar to the custom instructions that ChatGPT recently started offering free users to let them tailor their responses to their use case. Paying customers can use their own data to refine generative AI results in certain languages to specify outputs, or to keep a consistent brand voice. Fine-tuning for GPT 3.5 Turbo is available now and will be available for GPT 4 this fall. Generative AI startup 11 Labs now has a tool out of beta that will allow you to clone your voice in 30 different languages. The goal of the synthetic voice tool is to break down language barriers, but almost as soon as the beta was released in January, the company saw what it called misuse cases, including generating racist and homophobic fake voice recordings of stars like Emma Watson and Joe Rogan. Soon you might be able to use Microsoft Paint to generate AI images, according to a report by Windows Central. The AI integration will be based on the same OpenAI technology that Bing Image Creator currently uses to harness DALL-E to create images based on prompts in Bing's chatbot. And now, the non-AI news. Sony is launching a portable PlayStation later this year. The PlayStation Portal has an 8-inch LCD screen with 1080p resolution at 60 frames per second and will connect via Wi-Fi to your PlayStation to stream games. No details yet on pre-orders, but the company says the device will be available in the fall for $199. Meta says it will turn on end-to-end encryption by default in Messenger by the end of this year. According to The Verge, Meta will roll out the same features in Instagram DMs next. India has become the first country to land on the south pole of the moon. The Chandrayaan-3 spacecraft touched down safely in its second attempt, and only a few days after the failure of Russia's Lunar 25 mission. The successful voyage of the unmanned spacecraft makes India the fourth country to land on the moon. Massachusetts can now enforce right to repair 3 years after voters passed the law. In June, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration told car makers to ignore the law, claiming that it was dangerous. But according to a letter obtained by Joseph Cox from 404 Media, the Biden administration has changed its stance. Connected fitness company Peloton continues to struggle. The company's stock fell over 20% after higher than expected losses per share. User numbers have been declining for the company after a messy recall, store closures, and waning pandemic fears that had previously kept exercisers inside and away from gyms. And finally, Atari is betting that some of us are still willing to put down cash for yet another nostalgic reissue of the iconic Atari 2600. The company that currently owns Atari is calling the device a modern-day faithful recreation of the pioneering console, and it will allegedly play cartridges. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out for a chance to win the French Open title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV, live in HD. Don't miss a moment with daily live coverage and match replays on demand, beginning Monday, May 20th. Be there for all the unforgettable moments. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus.